Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and joining me is Chris Larson from the Old Oaks Winery in Milan. And, of course, it used to be the Old Oaks Steakhouse, and Chris and his family and some investors changed it over to the Old Oaks Winery starting in the summer of 2022. Well, Chris, you just went through 2023, fully operational, everything going. How did the first year go for you?
The first year was good. We got a lot of community support, which was great to see. We learned a lot just about kind of ourselves and kind of the model, what people want. So going forward, you know, now we have a better snapshot of the demand of what people want, what people enjoy, what they don't like. And just our goal every day is just to get a little bit better each day.
Well, one of the things you've decided to do here in 2024 is this year people will be able to hear live music every Sunday from May to October from 1 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, we have the patio space is just a great spot for it. So what we ended up doing was scheduling music from every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. So that we have just the space to enjoy outside, lots of room to stretch out with the picnic tables for music, food, drinks. And then our bad weather backup plan is we use our main dining room. So every Sunday, rain or shine, we will have live music.
Another thing, there will be some additions or changes, I guess you say, to how you'll be handling weddings this year.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we ran into last year was the demand for the wedding space here. So we have a new venue that we'll be utilizing in 2024. So we'll be open to the public with those weddings happening. And we have a spot for the public to go based upon the wedding location.
And as far as the wine tasting room is concerned, I know you've done some additions to the menu. My wife and I, as a matter of fact, took advantage of that just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so one of the things we added was the flatbread pizzas. We ended up expanding it to kind of have more of a food offering there. Definitely keeping the charcuterie around. We added some dips, some appetizers, things that pair well with our wines and that pair well with going outside. We have a lot of guests that want to venture out and enjoy the outdoor spaces. So not only good food, but good food that was able to be transported easily and pair well with your wine.
And you also said here in 2024, you're looking to do some more events that are going to be open to the public.
Yeah, so that's one of our goals for 2024 was to add events for the public. So we obviously do a lot of private events, but to kind of cater to the public as well. So we're going to do some cooking challenges, some plated meals, some course dinners that pair well with wine, and just some other fun events that incorporate wine, good atmosphere, and food. And one of the things that we can just get more people out here to enjoy the space.
And one of the first events you're going to have is coming up here shortly in February.
Yeah, so we teamed up with Chef Brandon Zawada. He's doing a four-course meal with us, paired with all of our wines. So he's going to come out and talk about the food and how he prepares it, and then also why those foods go well with those wines.
And if you'd like to attend, how does one get a ticket?
So we're going to post it online. It'll be through the Old Oaks Winery Facebook. There will be a link. You can purchase the tickets through there. It's also good if you want to follow us on Facebook. We do give our updates on there with live music, ticketed events. We do some floral classes as well. So that's where you're going to find all that information.
And you said really what's been very popular here at the Old Oaks Winery is your special rooms like the barrel room and stuff for smaller events.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that the space is nice for. We can make it as big or as small as we want. So we have rooms up to 200 and as little as 30. So we have multiple spots. They're great for graduation parties, anniversaries, bridal showers, baby showers. We've done weddings, corporate events. So if there's a need for a space, there's probably a spot for it.
And, of course, the Old Oaks Winery does wines. When we were here a couple weeks ago, you were unloading a bunch of new barrels.
Yeah, so we just got a shipment of 40 barrels in from Napa. We're offering a new wine in 2024 as well, so follow us online for that. It'll be a white wine that we're super excited about. It's just kind of hanging out in tank right now, and we'll be bottling it here shortly.
Well, that's exciting news. I can't wait to give that a try. Now, once again, tell people what your normal business hours are.
So we're going to be Friday and Saturday from 12 to 7 p.m. and then Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m.
Well, listen, once again, congratulations on a first full year, a very successful one, and it sounds like you've got some really exciting things ahead in 2024.
Yeah, we're looking forward to 2024. It's an exciting year. It's going to be busy, and we're going to try some new things, and we're just looking forward to it, and we love all the positive feedback and support we get from the community, and we couldn't do it without them. So.
All right, sir. Once again, it's the Old Oaks Winery, located right here on 67 as you're going towards the Quad Cities or headed towards Mercer County. That's the old, it used to be the Old Oaks Steakhouse. If you haven't been here yet, folks, it is a hidden gem. You've really got to check it out. Check out their Facebook page, their website, and see what they're all about. And once again, I want to thank Chris Larson from the Old Oaks Winery here in Milan for joining me on the Business Spotlight.